Well, today we're on to day 30 of our study through the book of Galatians, and we're going to be in Galatians chapter 6 today, verses 1 through 5. I've titled this lesson, Fulfill the Law of Christ. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Galatians chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Well, we are almost out of the book of Galatians. Tomorrow will actually be the last lesson. So we're going to jump into chapter 6 today, and I need to reread verse 1 just so that we really know what it says. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Okay, one more time. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Do you see that we as Christians are supposed to help hold each other accountable? Now, don't get me wrong. This is a direction to believers for their relationships with other believers. This isn't permission to attack people who are still outside of Christ. Not only won't they listen to us, but they wouldn't understand us if they did listen. It wouldn't make any sense, and it would only sound judgmental because they don't have the Holy Spirit living within them. Their spiritual eyes haven't been opened to their sin. But as a Christian, if I see my sister in Christ caught in sin, I am supposed to approach her directly about it. Gently. Not in a repent, sinner kind of a way, but in a, I think I'm seeing something that needs to be addressed. So often we sit complacently by watching as our brothers and sisters fall so far from God. And I think we do it for a couple of reasons. I think one is out of fear that, well, I'm not without sin, so who am I to tell them that they're sinning? And yes, it is true that we need to deal with the sin in our own lives. And yes, it is true that we need to have a right heart when we are thinking about approaching anyone else, a heart that's bent on love for that person and also bent on helping to bring them back into a right relationship with God. However, it is also true that in many ways, we Christians are in a unique position to recognize the sin in our brothers and sisters' lives and to act on it. If you see a sister who seems to be becoming emotionally attached to a man at work who is not her husband, you need to talk to her. Ask her questions. Ask her how she feels. Ask her how her relationship with her husband is and express your concern. If you see a brother who has fallen into hanging out at bars under the pretense of witnessing but is in reality becoming more like the people he's supposed to be a light to, it truly is your responsibility to call them on it. That's what the end of verse 1 is about, being careful when you address sin with other people so that you don't fall into it. One note of caution, though, in addressing sin in a man. It is preferable that you would not go alone to speak to this man about his sin, whoever he may be. Go with your husband if you're married, or find a godly man who you know at church if you're not married, maybe an elder or a pastor, and bring them with you. Have a witness there so that you're protected and that you are not trying to step over them in authority either. But the other attitude that we can approach our brothers and sisters in Christ with is one of pride, where we put ourselves above this brother or sister, where you develop an attitude of self-righteousness, and you insist that you are right and that they are wrong, where you feel that it is your job to bluntly and cruelly tell everyone what's wrong with them. Ladies, don't do it. Speak to your brothers and sisters with love and concern for their hearts and their relationship with God, keeping in mind that one day you may be in the other chair when someone needs to talk to you this way. I heard a speaker say that when looking at the sin in someone else's life, if you are not more overwhelmed at your own sin, knowing the full depth of the thoughts and motives and actions in your own sinful heart, you have no business worrying about anyone else's sin at all. If your own sin stops seeming like a weight that Christ is carrying for you, it's time for a heart check. Do not approach someone else with the desire to be right, but with the desire to help them to be reconciled and restored to God and to the body of believers. Now, verse 2, I admit, is a hard one for me. And it's because I take this one and I twist it all up and down. Bear each other's burdens. First, I'm going to share what that does not mean. That does not mean taking on someone else's responsibilities for them and allowing them to neglect their responsibilities. We've all been given responsibilities by God that we are to handle. And as Paul says in his letters to the Thessalonians, we're to admonish the idle and to be busy at work, but not be busybodies. What I personally have struggled with in the past is simply stepping in and trying to handle the responsibilities of someone else's life while handling my own life. And let me just tell you, that doesn't work. We need to remember to focus on our own responsibilities and how those need to be accomplished. And there is a balance that we can find in our lives regarding coming alongside of others. Being available for whatever another person wants at any time, day or night, being responsible for someone else's actions or emotions, or allowing others to dump on you and make you take over their lives, it's sin. It's sin on both parts. Their sin in trying to avoid their responsibilities and blaming others when those responsibilities are not accomplished. And in the overfunctioner, that's pride at work. Pride that says, but I'm the only one who can do this for them. Translation, see how cool I am? And pride that says, they need me. I'm the only one they can trust to save them. Translation, Jesus' death wasn't enough. They need my blood too. Do you get the picture? So be careful there. Bearing each other's burdens does not mean being overburdened by others. But do you see how Paul says that we are to carry our own loads? Here's what that does mean. It means encouraging each other, praying with and for each other, and doing what you are able to do. This means that if you aren't able to clean a whole house to help someone, offer to clean the kitchen or whatever piece you were able to do. Don't overburden yourself trying to lift someone else's burdens. And always pointing each other's back to Christ. Ladies, we've been given the trials we have for a refining purpose. Also for the purpose of helping us to grow in community with each other. But at the end of the day, my sins are my sins and yours are yours, and I can't answer to God for your sins, and you can't answer for mine. But I can come alongside you, support you, encourage you, help you in tangible ways where I can and where it will be a blessing for you. But if I take that a step too far, do you see what a mess we can make of everything? So I often offer to clean a bathroom. Truly, I'm really, really good at that, and it doesn't gross me out or anything. I mean, I have two sons, and I'm really serious. Or I will offer to bring a freezer meal and clean the bathroom for that mama with her colicky baby. Consider what the need is, and consider whether you can do something tangible, and don't bite off more than you can chew. I know a gal who knows that she will panic if she has to plan an entire meal for another family, so she doesn't offer to do that. However, she can make a fabulous chocolate cake, so if she's asked to help with the meal, she'll ask if she can be paired with someone else, and she'll provide the dessert, but the other person will provide the main course. She does what she can without overburdening herself, and yet she still meets those tangible needs, as well as the encouragement and prayer support that she can offer. And finally, when you need help, accept it. Don't deceive yourself and try to be superwoman when you are struggling and need help. When I was pregnant with my second son, my body decided it wanted to be done being pregnant, and I ended up on bed rest so that my son could cook a little longer. I had a 17-month-old running around, and I was supposed to stay laying on my left side all day. Yeah. But my church family stepped in, and before I was even sent home from the hospital to be on bed rest, after they stopped my labor, my days had been parceled out by the women in our Bible study. My husband left super early for work. One woman would come over around the time that my son would wake up and would stay until his first nap. Another woman would come over when he woke up from his nap and stay until his second nap. My husband was home by the end of the second nap, and someone else brought dinner. So for 2 weeks, they broke my life up into bite-sized chunks so that no one person was overwhelmed. It was a 3-hour stint or dinner once, maybe twice a week. And they took care of us. That was really, really hard for me to allow at first. To allow others to do my laundry? But they were willing to help, and they were also blessed to be able to help, as much as I was blessed by the help. We should only boast in what the Lord has done in us, not what we have accomplished compared to others. When we adopt that attitude of comparison, we are far less likely to help others too, because it might hinder the image we want to project. So, I have several questions today. First of all, what burdens are you carrying? What burdens are you carrying that are not yours? What burdens do you need someone to come alongside you to assist you in, not do it for you, but to help you through it? What are things that you can do to bless others when it is needed? Remember my willingness to clean a bathroom or bring a meal? Some of you have the gift of words that always seem to be spoken in the right time to encourage and lift others. Some of you have the gift of spontaneity, who are able to take someone else's children for a day without stressing about it. Some of you have the gift of making a chocolate cake that is the perfect comfort food. Whatever the case, whatever your gift, use it as you can. Do not assume others' responsibilities for them, but do not assume that others should take on your responsibilities either. Bear each other's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. Ladies, you can find the notes for this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com, day 30, Fulfill the Law of Christ.